Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Tethered Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, September 11th. We certainly want to take a moment this morning to remember the 3,000 plus victims that died during the terrorist attacks in New York and Pennsylvania and the Pentagon 19 years ago. Our hearts are still heavy with the losses that were incurred. In the news this morning, overnight, EBOT prices were December corn up 2.25 cents at 367 and a quarter. December wheat up a penny and a half at 549 and three quarters. November beans up 6 cents at 983 and a half. Announcement this morning, we sold 262,000 metric tons of beans to China. The weekly export figures were pretty good. Wheat above average guess at 484. Corn above the guess at 1.76 million metric tons. The beans more than double the average guess at 3.3 million metric tons. So just alone on the exports, you know, I think we should see higher prices out here. Then we have the report, obviously. I think we're going to see reductions of 60 to 90 million bushels in the bean carryout, 300 to 400 million bushels in the corn. And I think that's going to be enough to entice the funds to add the long positions all across the board. Funds are long, maybe 25,000 contracts of corn. It was pretty evident yesterday that they wanted to own it. And I think we're going to see more of the same here today. I thought last night's close was pretty good. First time we've had a breakout close in the corn in ages. We just hope and pray it's not a one-day wonder and that we get follow-through here today. The beans are heading into some heavy resistance between here. And we had a high tonight, last night of 987.5. Got resistance at 990. If we close over that, I think it'll be a pretty good close. If we can close the corn over 370, it'd be great. If we could close the wheat over 556, that would be a very strong close as well. We've got the dollar down 11 ticks. I don't think that'll have much impact. Crude oil is now 20 cents a barrel. I don't think that'll have much impact. Weather around the country has been pretty wet here, at least in the Midwest for the last 3-4 days. Plenty of rain around. Chicago's had 2 to 3 inches. So, you know, the market knows that we've had rains now. Doesn't seem too impressed that the rains are helping anything out here. And regardless of that, if the funds want to own it, we're going to continue to see higher prices out here. So I'm encouraged by what I saw yesterday. I think the beans were just taking a one day off to break the streak. So it was a little bit, I think it's a little bit easier to move forward now that we've had one losing day in there. Every day that goes by on one of these streaks, it just makes it harder and harder, and people are looking to sell the rally. Now, maybe not so much. Overall, today's an important day. If we can close good, then I think we've certainly seen the breakout in the corn, hopefully in the beans, and we can finally see some decent prices up here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.